Hello, everybody. Welcome to Soul Up with Kayleen Welsh. I'm really glad to have you back here, and I appreciate you taking the time to tune in. You know, I missed y'all last week. I had visitors to my little island place. I'm spending the winter on Isla Mujeres, Mexico, a sweet little island off the coast of Cancun. Two of my sisters were here for a week, and I also spent a day with my friend Susan Gesslian. Susan was a regular visitor to Isla Mujeres long before I ever came here. And really, and I think it's kind of a fun story, is that we, even though we'd only lived a few miles apart in Wisconsin, we had had a brief connection once, but we really got to know each other coming to Isla. One year that we were both down here, we spent some time together, and it was just really nice to have somebody from home. You know, it's a weird world sometimes, how we shift from scene to scene in our lives. You know, work, vacation, health issues, relationships, whatever is claiming our attention at the time, even as there's a steady backstory that continues through it all. This is the changing flow of our personal storyline, co-created by our unique presence, I mean just us showing up, the summation of our consciousness to date, you know, all that we've been through and experienced, and the swirling whirls of subtle energy in which we live, breathe, and have being. Those unseen cosmic energies that influence us like the tide. It's those subtle, invisible energies that prompt the title for this episode, The Spirit is a-Movin'. Last Thursday afternoon, February 27th, was the new moon in Pisces, laying an energetic framework of influence for the next 28 days and way beyond. With its associated players, it sets a scene that we will watch play out through all of 2025 and into late January of 2026. For this new moon, the sun and moon came together at 9 degrees Pisces. They gathered up with a whole slew of influencers: Ceres, the Great Mother; Saturn, our wisdom learned from experience; Mercury, the messenger of the gods and the connection between spirit and matter; the North Node, this great unknown North Star that we are being called into, our personal direction; and Neptune, the great spirit, the planet of universal consciousness, guiding us through the mystery. All of these guys are hanging out together in Pisces. And Venus, representing what we attach to and what we need to feel safe, as well as an overall symbol of feminist energy, she crossed the cusp into Aries, where Chiron and Eris have been working on healing our core wounds and around belonging. They've been there together for a while, working together. So Venus, though, she just got to kind of dip her toe into a new identity, trying on what life would be like when feminine qualities are brought equally to the table. But we've got work to do yet. So on Saturday, March 1st, she's stationed before now going retrograde, you know, doing this rewind to go back and add her awareness to this leadership team that's operating in Pisces. We will be talking about Pisces and its ruler Neptune quite a lot over the next months. For a while, it was Pluto and its scorpionic god of the underworld that held the cosmic clout and that we talk so much about. That is shifting. Pluto is still finding its feet in Aquarius as it moves toward a new future after tearing down so many traditional structures and frameworks of our lives through its time in Capricorn. And you know, when things get upended, the dregs come to the surface. It's going to take us a while for everything to settle again. And as it settles, the flavor of the energy is changing. The transformation from the old world to the new, the third dimension to the fifth, the evolution of humanity continues. You know, there's a theory popularized by Dr. Alberto Villoldo. He's a medical anthropologist and shamanic healer, you know, drawing from Incan, Hopi, and Mayan prophecies. You know, he talks about how humankind is on the brink of an evolutionary leap from the physical-based Homo sapien to a more vibrationally and spiritually advanced form of being, Homo luminous. This process of transformation from human to illumined is underway and is getting a big boost from the cosmos. We are being rewired, up-leveling from a carbon body to a light body. And we are getting the final doses, the remedial work of what has been a 160-plus year cycle of spiritualization as Neptune comes to the closing degrees of a complete round of the zodiacal wheel. As Neptune finds its way forward into Aries this year, this expanded consciousness will be coming to life through each one of us as we individually step into a new expression of I am identity. And as we all do that individually, that creates a new individual or a new identity for all of us, for humankind. Who are we as we come together as one? Neptune was last in this position of moving into 0 degrees Aries in the 1860s. That's a time when states were seceding from the Union. We were battling each other over slavery, and we fought and killed our neighbors in the Civil War. This is a next spiral after that. You know, we don't just go in circles, we go in spirals. And so after all that we, humanity, have been through, what have we learned? How have we evolved consciously? You know, who are we now? We are offered an opportunity to respond in a new and better way. So Neptune reaches 0 degrees Aries on March 30th. We'll retrograde back and forth until January of 2026. And then after that, it won't come around to that same position again until May 23rd, 2188. These are remarkable times. There is often an air of confusion around Neptune and Pisces energy. It's hard to see clearly. It's watery and foggy, making it difficult to put a hard line of truth on anything. Hurts and wounding that have been hidden tend to rise to the surface. Suffering becomes visible. People can be easily swayed and feel that there is no steady ground. Well, and there isn't. In Pisces energy, we are stepping into the boundless, the limitless, where there are no boundaries, no clear-cut rights or wrongs. We're stepping beyond the blinders that have held us in the denser levels of human existence. Pisces energy opens us to see more of what is beyond the veil, the miracles, the magic, the intangible, the great unknown. I don't know about you guys, but I'm hearing more stories all the time. You know, we were talking on family Zoom this week. My sister was telling about a friend or a person that she knew that had had a near-death experience. Another, you know, friend of mine was just sharing, you know, not that long ago about like this health crisis that she had and all of the signs and synchronicities that came together that she felt guided her into this healing and different. It's totally changed her life. I have a family member that, you know, talked one time about driving down the road and seeing some disembodied spirits. There's just so many stories like this, right? You know, I had another person tell me once about their out-of-body experience. More and more stories we're hearing all the time of psychic experiences, bliss moments, awareness of synchronistic and just unexplained events. Where, you know, all of these stories are on the rise. And certainly the interest in psychic phenomena and connection with deceased loved ones through mediums. You know, more and more people are checking out, you know, what that's like. You know, all these things are shifting as people seek a greater understanding of the universe and a personal relationship with this something more that goes beyond the bounds of dogma and the traditions of organized religion. You know, church is coming out of the building as Christ consciousness comes to ordinary life. Now, as Christ consciousness comes alive within each one of us. The keynote of Pisces energy is, I believe. And its soul power is the ability to transfer spiritual power from one level to another and thus expand freedom. We stand at the cusp between the ages, the Piscean and the Aquarian. It's important that in this period of transition, we neither cling too closely to old forms nor rush headlong into the new. It is said that the message of Christ and the Piscean Age was to bring humanity to the door of realization that, in the words of Emerson, we know that we live not ourselves alone, and that life is not a thing of shreds and patches, but a thing of potentially glorious unity. We are at that door, the end of an age where we looked for the meaning of life outside of ourselves. Now, everything was based on externals. The spiritual longing for meaning was fed by churches, dogma, cultural conditioning, what we were supposed to do. We were told what to do and what to believe. But at this threshold, we gain a new awareness of the God within. This and more shall ye do, Jesus said, wanting us to understand that we, too, are children of this great life source, and that we have powers beyond our ability to yet understand or fully express, or maybe even imagine. In the Aquarian Age, we will learn that we are one human family, and that what we do has an impact on the greater whole. We're all in it together, all for one and one for all. Pisces always marks a period of completion and culmination. Something must die for something new to begin, to create the path for a higher level of understanding to emerge. And supporting the process that was kind of put forth with this lunar cycle are the North and South nodes. The North node is like our North Star, calling us forward into an unknown future. It is setting the tone for this lunation as it is conjunct Neptune, right next to it. The South node, on the other hand, is our comfort zone. It's all that we've attained to date, all that we believe to be true, all that we've experienced, our gifts and our stuck points. It always sits opposite the North node, as it is the push-pull between these two opposing forces that interact sort of like labor pains. Together, they birth something new. So the South node for this lunation and for the next 18 months or so is in Virgo. Virgo is an earthly sign that likes things to be solid, tangible, practical, and useful. It is the discerning skills of Virgo that help us sort through what forms need to be maintained and which ones need to go. It is purity that is the goal. And purity, from the Sanskrit, pure, meaning freedom from alloy. Freedom from limitation and from the imprisoning of the spirit in the chain of matter. Virgo provides the discriminating perception that enables one to realize that some good things have served their purpose and are to give way to the new and different. It is this polarity, this resolution of opposite, that strives to make the intangible tangible and to make the dream a reality, to bring heaven to earth. The full moon is in opposition also. At a full moon, the sun and moon are in opposite positions in the sky, and it's in this meeting of opposite that we find balance. A couple of weeks from now, March 14th, with the sun, our conscious self, in Pisces, and the moon shining brightly from Virgo, this lunation cycle will conclude with a total lunar eclipse. So technically, eclipse season begins with this new moon last Thursday. And eclipses are known as a divine reboot. So the powerful moon on the 14th will bring to light things that we need to see around Pisces, Virgo qualities. Our task with this new moon is to look ahead, to consider how these archetypes are playing out in our lives and what might need tweaking. What do we want to focus on or be more aware of? And with shadow Pisces, it's a tendency to numb out and avoid things when they get difficult. Or do we use shadow Virgo and get so overwhelmed by how awful everything is that we shut down and go into this powerless place of poor me, life is so hard? The new moon calls us into co-creation. What are we focusing on? What do we want to bring? What do we want to change? And the full moon reflects how that project, that intention, that goal is coming along. It is the push-pull of these two energies that prompt the evolutionary growth that occurs through every moon cycle. So I have a few suggestions for working with this Pisces infusion and the counterbalancing needed to revitalize the highest qualities of Virgo. So here's some thoughts. Allow yourself some solitude. Find space away to step away from the noise of the external world. Pisces energy leans toward peace, quiet, altered states. Cultivate your connection to your internal world, your thoughts, emotions, beliefs, joys, creative expression, your ethics and values. Consider what you find in there and, line it up with your outward actions. Does your inner awareness align with your actions, the way you live your life? Where do adjustments need to be made? What you want to do is remove what is inferior and cultivate what is superior. This is a really good time over this next, year or so. Engage in activities that strengthen your spiritual eyes, intuition, insight, imagination. And then you want to take that a little farther and find a way to make them tangible. So bring, those insights and what you imagine, bring some of that to your daily routine. Maybe you start your day with inspired reading or some visionary practice to set the tone for the day. Allow yourself to daydream and then bring your ideas back to earth. I also encourage you to be kind to others, but especially yourself. Virgo's analytical eye can see what's wrong more quickly than what's good. And this inner drive toward perfection makes us hard on others and ourselves, worst of all. Shame and blame hinder the light. They don't do anybody any good. So instead, embrace joy. Joy is the virtue of Pisces. It is the vibrational frequency where healing occurs. Don't let pessimism and negativity take over. So laugh, play, create, dance, sing. Be grateful. These are the practices that bring light to the heaviness, spirit to matter. And as we align with the rhythm of the universe, we can recognize that Wednesday this week is Ash Wednesday, kicking off the 40 days of Lent that brings us to the rebirth of spring and Easter. It's interesting to me how Easter is so associated with Christianity, Lent associated with Christianity. When we look deeper at these events, we find pagan roots. I mean, Easter is the only holiday still that is centered around the moon, the cycle of the moon. And Lent itself, again, starting on Wednesday with Ash Wednesday, Lent isn't mentioned in the Bible. It wasn't officially practiced in the Catholic Church until really probably about 1,000 years or so after Christ's resurrection. Yet the practice of putting ashes on your forehead or on one's forehead goes back to Nordic spirituality, as placing ashes above one's brow was believed to ensure the protection of Odin. And where those ashes go is the metaphysical third eye, the energy center of intuition and divine revelation. There are traditions from across the globe, from Mexico and Egypt, that tie together themes and symbolism around these 40 days, eggs, and new life. So many of these cultural traditions have a deeper root, that they have more of an earthy, cosmic relevance that reflects, I think, the greater relationship between spirit and matter. Kind of got caught up in religion for a while, but it all tells a deeper story. The Lenten process is about the development of will. We see Advent in kind of a similar fashion. It's about cultivating love. But Lent is about cultivating will, self-discipline, or I guess we could say discipleship. And what is a disciple but a follower, a learner, a student? We are students of greater life, the mysterious rest of the story. Really appreciated the work of Sister Joan Chittister. She says, Lent is a time to make new efforts to be what we say we want to be. I just think that's an ongoing process, but what a great opportunity to take this time and really practice, you know, to try to get a little bit closer to the practices, the routines, the habits that are ones that we know are beneficial and bring forward our best self. There's a series of books called The Leaves of Moria's Garden. The second volume is called Illumination, and it's the second of 14 books in the Agni Yoga series. There's a quote in there that just feels so relevant to now. It says, "It is essential that servers everywhere, the intelligent men and women of goodwill, get a grasp, fresh and clear, of the work to be done, and that they become relaying channels and not delaying points of selfish interest in this divine flow." We are being called spirit, the divine, greater life, whatever you prefer to call it, despite the apparent messiness and shortcomings that life is showing us all around. This is the evolutionary impulse created by the North and South nodes in Pisces and Virgo. So off we go into the great unknown. And yeah, that's a song from one of my favorite bands, Cloud Cult, which is a local Virgo band. There's some lyrics from their song, To the Great Unknown. Let's say, God gave you brains, now don't go drowning in your own thinking. God gave you hands so you could pick up the broken pieces. And God gave you feet so you can find your own way home. So build a happy ship, because this living is a trip. This is the journey that we're on, this ride into the great unknown and the mystery. It's coming alive for us in the year to come. In the meantime, and until next time, shine on. Beautiful oasis with that boy sweet as honey. Birdie in the air, nothing can compare. You're worth more than the whole world's money. Just to hear that sweet voice even brings the bees joy. Pour it on me warm, sweet honey. Every word you say, if you sing it in that way, yeah, you can make a gray sky sunny. Sweet bee.